and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello.
Guys, nobody help me.
Hello.
Nobody help. All right.
Are you okay over there?
Hello, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. You know, it's Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Hal Sparks is here. And go to meeting is the way we arrange that. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. He got it on his iPad that he's married to. Oh.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Good morning, Hal.
Hello.
I saw you admiring my Rollator, my little mobility scooter.
Yeah, that's so, it's quite sexy, actually. Kind of, you know.
Thank you.
Really? No.
Thank you. If you thought the show sounded discombobulated at the top, if only people could have seen the visual, you had to go let Hal in the building.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And but fortunately for me, you left the door open long enough for me to scoot through on my scooter without having to hit the security card thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there was almost a tragedy. Almost didn't make it. But I'm getting fast. I've done a couple Evel Knievel jumps over my pool already. It's my life is magically better since the Rollator got here yesterday.
It, you know, it's kind of, as a device, it's sort of awesome. It looks like one of Da Vinci's bad ideas. It's you know what I mean? It's like one of those things that people sketched when they knew nothing about mobility. You know what I mean?
I have had mobility device envy for days now. I've been eyeing old people with a look to kill over the last several days. And now actually, here's what happened, Chris. I just told you this.
Yes.
A friend of mine was very sweet and rented one and brought it over yesterday. And then my magical Rollator from Overstock.com arrived.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So now, because I have, my house is very, what's the word, Chris, vertical?
Vertical.
It's very vertical. So there's still a lot of crawling up and down stairs involved.
Yes. Sure.
But now I have a first and a second floor Rollator.
Yeah. Good.
And you're contemplating a third floor Rollator.
I am now. You know what? That's the thing with materialism, Chris, is once you see my life became magically better because I have a basket, I can, you know, for carrying
beverages. Considering how much box wine you consume, we can just kind of count on your bones being brittle at this point.
That is true.
We have moved past the health deficit that is created by that kind of diet. And, no matter how hard you exercise, let's be honest. So you're eventually going to have to build one of those chair elevator things.
Yeah,
anyway,
Olivia Soprano's
thing. Yeah, exactly.
I'm already eyeing that.
Yeah, exactly. Or just some sort of crane system.
And plus, she's getting to be
Chris
of that age where the bones start to break anyway.
Right. Well,
accidents happen. Bones break.
Right.
Chris's friend carried me. He was very muscly. He carried me upstairs the other day. So, you know, when that sort of thing is available, that's fun.
Well, look, now you're using your injury as an excuse to, you know, for action, which means you'll never heal.
Well, you said you have friends into GIMP porn. People have been sending us all sorts of GIMP porn websites.
It's true, I do.
Are we on Halcam?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm wearing, just for our Seattle friends, my slut T-shirt. Slut.
That's true.
Look at me. Now, keep in mind I have a...
slut! She's a slut! Look at her slut!
I have a sports bra on, so, but I'm just saying...
So you have no boobuses.
No, however, I'm coming to Seattle. That's the important thing.
Oh,
that's why I wore my slut T-shirt.
When are you going to Seattle?
South Lake Union Trolley is what the T-shirt refers to.
Oh.
I'm going to, August 14th, everybody,
yay,
for the big Seattle Town Hall, starring me, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Norman Goldman, Mike Malloy, and special guest Ron Reagan. Check it out.
That's,
you can go
beautiful,
to StephanieMiller.com, right, Chris?
Yes.
The calendar section?
In the calendar of events section, which is located within the show section of StephanieMiller.com.
Yes. And find out how to get tickets.
That's a great thing to go. I'm for it.
Yes, Seattle's lovely in August.
Yeah, you
indeed. We do it every year.
You have to be there to just balance out the wonderful craziness that is Mike Malloy. I mean, this is...
he's awesome. Mike Malloy.
If there's a reverse ballast to the Mike Malloyness in the world, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Completely on the left, very healthy politics, but there's a drastic difference in approach. And I actually think
people enjoy the Tom Hartman-Stephanie Miller dichotomy because he will, discuss the Pythagorean theorem or something, and I'll just... That's my job. Just to chuckle things up a little bit. Would the people on the house stream like to see my giant cast?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There you go. Oh, my gosh.
There's a little gimp porn going on right now.
That's
on the
right.
Howlcast.
On HowlSparks.com/Ustream. Mm-hmm. There's your... And it's blue.
It's blue. Yes, it is. Excuse me?
Was that an aesthetic choice, or is that what...
I think that's all he had left.
Oh, okay.
So many box wine drinkers falling downstairs that week. They're just, all I got left is blue. Come on now. All I got left is blue.
I was not drunk. It was the middle of the night.
Uh-huh. Well, then that's right. That's when you're drunk.
I am not a drunk.
All right.
How does wine make your bones brittle? You made that up.
No, I'm not just saying wine alone would make your bones brittle. I'm saying your overall nutritional makeup. I've seen your fridge. Remember, I'm the one who stocked it three times.
I am eating much better now that I'm at home. I'm actually cooking like a person and things like that. Yes, in New York, I did have the palate of an 11-year-old boy because it's a lot easier to get takeout.
Yeah, that's right. In Los Angeles, it's so difficult to get takeout.
Well, I'm cooking now because I can. So I eat healthy. Shush over there.
No, you do not.
No, you do not.
I do too.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
What? Yes, I do. Uh-uh.
Eating like 3 pounds of cheese a day is not all that healthy.
Oh, you eat 3 pounds of cheese too.
No, he outweighs all three of us. Right? Like in density, he's not even. You're not even that.
He's
much
just like a block
us.
Of man.
Exactly.
He's just Yeah.
He's like a giant man sausage. That's what he is. That's Chris Man right. Sausage Lavoie.
All right.
I hope that nickname does not stick.
Oh, you watch. Somebody's buying the URL right now. You're in for it.
Oh, no.
All right. We have a big show, by the by.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just the magical opening of Hump Days with Hal.
Yeah.
What do you think is that? All? I mean, even though it's already more than our wildest dreams, we have David Mattingly from CNN coming up in just a few minutes things don't look like they're... Something's awry once again in the Gulf with the new condom thing, cap, whatever.
Yeah.
They should try my leg condom. I have a giant leg condom that I have to put over my cast.
All I got left is a blue. All I have is a blue.
Carl Frisch from Media Matters next hour to host Right Wing World. Margaret Cho on the big show today.
Very exciting.
And Edie McClurg joining us live in studio all at hour number three. Come on.
Is she going to be in studio with us?
Yes.
Yay, Edie McClure. So it's going to be all jam-packed and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a big comedy extravaganza.
Yeah. How are we going to do
it?
How are we going to manage?
We'll manage. Don't worry. One of my dreams in life is to share a microphone with Edie McClure. So, she's...
She'll go, I'm used to having my own microphone in here when I commentate.
I've written my piece. Yeah. I've got paper with me. I have notes.
She was at your DVD release of Charmageddon.
She was, absolutely.
Indeed she was. We were all chatting.
Where I got my motorcycle, which I will be riding to the Nissan Leaf.
You're going to need a mobility scooter too, mister.
You've got a motorcycle?
I do. I have a Honda Shadow Phantom.
Sweet.
Awesome. It's so fantastic.
Does it have to be a Phantom and a Shadow?
Yes, it is.
Very stealthy, isn't it?
Because it's murdered black. It's not shiny, so you can see.
Right.
So it's the kind of thing a CIA assassin would wear, and he rolls up and blowguns somebody in the neck.
Hal Sparks, you also have another very exciting progressive event today.
The Nissan Leaf. I'm actually doing a celebrity test drive today in Santa Monica.
More celebrity events than anyone I know. I didn't even know so many celebrity events existed until I met you.
Well, first of all, when I arrive, it immediately becomes a celebrity event.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
So a simple trip to a tea shop becomes,
Are you doing James Mason?
Yes.
Don't I know, as someone that's been out with Hal Sparks, God, the man can't eat a meal unmolested.
And I don't complain because I have at least the decency to respect the people who come up and go, "Hi, I like your stuff." Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and you're always very gallant. You always make an effort to go. And this is
Stephanie Miller.
As if anyone cares. Yeah. And they're always like, Okay. Anyway, how...
You are on the radio most of the time. You do some TV, but most of the time you're on the radio. So it is a good idea that many people know you,
I appreciate
but don't know they know you.
That's
they
right.
just think you're this pretty lady sitting at the table.
I appreciate that your fans feign interest when you introduce me.
Mm-mm. They have all sorts of questions about your lifestyle, including your crap diet that breaks your, makes your bones brittle. And I'll be answering those questions in my normal Ustream this Saturday. This is we're going to fix this.
As my part-time husband, they seem to feel that you know something.
I wouldn't do this if I didn't care.
Been called our weird sexless marriage, and I pointed out it is not sexless. You have a lot of sex with other women.
Absolutely. Copious amount.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely.
God bless him. I'm in no position right now anyway.
Right, exactly. You'd probably snap
unless,
like a twig.
Unless you have it'd a sex like swing. Having, do you have a like, sex swing?
Huh?
Do you have a sex swing?
No, because those are for... Never mind.
It would be helpful for
those
me right now.
For, those are not for the sexually adventurous. Those are for the sexually limited. You know what I mean?
That's my point. Is yes. I have a little disability, if I could be hoisted in some way, I might be interested.
Unless you find someone who's into GIMP porn.
Right.
Okay. All right. Perhaps someone on the HAL stream watching that,
yes,
that took
absolutely.
A shine to my blue yes. cast.
HALsparks.com/Ustream. You can join us in the chat. And if you really want to make a play for just all you need to do is
maybe
go to Photoshop and make an image of yourself and Stephanie having sex with
yes.
or Gimpy.
Maybe that's there is. My blue cast, as many people have pointed out, very alluring. There may be a Smurf or an avatar out there that is somehow piqued their interest.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What the hell do we talk about this break? Nothing. 17 minutes after the hour.
Let's have some substance for crying out loud.
Damn it. That was like packing material. All right. We'll talk about real things next.
Well, the FCAC says we can cuss now on the air.
That's
so
right.
So this show is going to be really interesting.
Hey.
Yeah. You don't even need that anymore. You can hang up your
right.
button.
Okay. 17 minutes after the hour, back with more Hot Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
On the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America. This morning.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It's a beautiful day.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I feel sorry for people that are not on the HAL stream today.
Why? Uh-huh.
On HALsparks.com on the video stream, because you just did a scooter demonstration.
I did. I
you
showed
just
up.
Held up Mama's mobility scooter.
What? Yeah, the people in the chat are calling it the Amish Segway, which I think is very appropriate to it.
I got a little speed going in the parking garage.
You
there
can't
was almost,
have it battery powered. That's against the Lord.
The people in the chat room, Chris, are concerned there will be another accident on the mobility scooter, which there almost was, because I was getting a little ahead of myself in the parking garage. I got some speed going. I got a little tippy there for a second.
A tippy?
A little tippy.
Or tipsy?
No, not tipsy at this hour.
Oh,
that's
please.
Later.
You've been tipsy at this hour.
Later. She means after
yeah,
in
after
hour
seven.
Three.
Anyway, it's fancy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's yeah.
A
okay.
Sweet
so,
ride.
Just for those of you keeping track, this one is the first floor scooter, and it has a pouch. But my fancy second floor scooter has a basket, so you could put
great
plates and glasses and things
uh-huh.
like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it was the third floor scooter going to have a shelf and a media center?
A mattress. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. David Mattingly of CNN joins us shortly to update us on what's happening in the Gulf, which does not, unfortunately, look good at this hour.
Well, here's the
not
thing.
Not sure what's
you're gonna,
happening.
You're going to build a giant tube that goes under the Earth's crust to pull oil up, and then you're not going to reinforce it with steel plating consistently, and you're going to pour cheap concrete in there because you're only going to use it for a little while, and then you want to shelve it. Then you're going to have problems when you put on a new preventer because you don't know where there might be cracks.
Yeah. He's like such a gadget guy, isn't he?
It's absurd. I mean, like this the safety standards that they use in every other country, the Bush administration completely blew off, and these all these wells, there's 3,700 wells in the, and as many as 27,000 leaking wells
yeah.
in the Gulf.
I know. That's
every
what
time
I,
they
that's
shut
what I
want off, to
ask David about because you know that covered, that's you know, the fact that this is this bad and it might be the tip of the iceberg.
They cap them with steel, and steel gets eroded over time by the seawater. Yeah, by seawater.
Yeah.
It'll be disintegrated, essentially.
And it is the biggest environmental catastrophe of our history. It could lead to an extinction-level event. However, what's more important now...
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. Paul, in Asheville, North Carolina, is all about the Stephanie Miller. He runs the Facebook page. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Stephanie Miller and all the people that sit around Stephanie Miller
yes.
and make Stephanie Miller the center of their lives. And Hal?
Yes.
This bums the hell out of me, okay? I'm like steel underwater. I'm eroding. No, but...
how do you mean?
Pourquoi? Yes, I am the poor guy that spends his spare time. Wait, no, that's not right. I spend my time on the Stephanie Miller to Larry King project. Oh.
Yes, he has a Facebook page
that is
encouraging CNN to replace Larry King with me.
Yeah, with the obvious choice.
I was think they were trying to get you together with Larry King, which was so grotesque. Uh-huh. That, you know,
it is not. Do not talk
idea.
About my Larry like that.
All right, let's find.
It's kind of grotesque.
Yeah.
Paul,
yeah.
How are we doing this morning?
Worse
how many?
Than porn.
How many people are we up to?
I do want to make the shameless plug
yes.
for the Stephanie Miller to Larry King thing. Mm-hmm. We're in 9 days up to 701 people.
Oh
wow.
My God!
And
Paul,
that's just with me sitting basically in my underwear
in Asheville,
all night long
yes.
typing things.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
So I know that's a scary thought.
Yes.
But here's the altruistic thing that needs to happen today.
Yes.
So that I can get off my conscience. Mm-hmm. There is a girl that joined the Stephanie Miller to Larry King group.
Yes.
There is a
and
girl.
Her name is Stephanie Miller.
Oh,
that's weird.
And she is desperate to be the official other Stephanie Miller of the Stephanie Miller program.
So done. All right. So
but
done.
She,
now, see,
but
Chris...
she's afraid to call. And I said I would proxy call
that,
for her. But
that's fine.
That sounds like a Stephanie
fine.
Miller to
she
me.
She is the official Stephanie Miller doppelganger of the Stephanie
yeah,
Miller show.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Paul, you see my MOOC, Chris Lavoie here. He chooses always to see things as a half full. And he chooses to say that what that means, that you only have 700 people that want Stephanie Miller to replace
yeah,
their
no, yeah, that means you only have 2,300 people
uh-huh.
who don't want you.
That are on my own Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or that don't care about that time slot anymore.
Or you're
well,
saying I'm not doing a good job or something.
I don't know, but I think I take offense on behalf of both of us, Paul. I I like happy, clappy people like me. We choose to look at it on the bright side, don't we? That's why we like our Hal Sparks.
I try to. I'm especially happy when your mother gives me a hug and tells me that she really appreciates how much support I offer her daughter.
Aww, even though like she that. Hates me politically with the heat of 1,000
yeah.
white hot suns. Paul, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I really do appreciate it. You know that we don't have a snowball's chance in hell, right, of me replacing Larry King, but thank you.
Don't do what Chris just did.
Okay.
You're doing what Chris did.
All right. I see what happens. See what it rubs off. They're dragging me down, these MOOCs.
And just the last thing, I'm a nurse, okay, registered nurse.
Uh-oh.
I smell wedding in our future.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, the could be, but my point is that I'm burnt out, so I do this for a living instead.
Awesome.
Doesn't pay as well.
Listen,
but
an elder care nurse that has only me as his hobby, that's perfect for me.
If your older sisters, like, bail on you,
yes,
I'll come out there and take care of you.
All right, thank you. We're doing somebody photoshopped a Whatever Happened to Baby Steffi, which I'm very close to at this point.
Yes.
What's for dinner? Why, it's rat!
Well, you know...
He wouldn't treat me this way if I wasn't on this mobility scooter. Well, you are, Steffi, you are.
You know, Joan Crawford dies at the end.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Listen, I think we all know how this ends.
on a foot-pedaled scooter.
Yeah.
Sad. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I hate to break the suspense, but the same thing will happen to Larry King's job that happens to every job in show business. Ryan Seacrest will get it, for God's sakes. Don't be ridiculous.
I think it was reported that Piers Morgan actually got it last night.
Really?
He was my favorite Bond.
That's a different guy entirely.
Yeah, thank you.
29 minutes after the hour, we check in with CNN's David Mattingly next on the Gulf Very Oil Spill on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Doesn't help that she wears steel-toed Doc Martens. May turn a few heads in the girls' locker room, but boys like dainty.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, good Lord.
Ow. Bernice in Santa Fe.
Good morning.
You're
how
on the
are you?
I'm good. How are you? Now, go ahead.
I'm good. I'm watching you guys on Hal's stream, and wow, what a geek. And it's a good thing you're so cute, Hal. But what I did want to
say. Oh, Hal was just doing a mocking infomercial for my mobility scooter.
It was great.
It was hysterical.
I will buy one of these days. Thank
He's
you.
So immature.
Whatever.
Okay, what I need to tell you is
you
should not be depressed by the fact that so few people signed up for you to be on Larry King.
To replace Larry King, yes.
Right.
Yeah, to not be on Larry King,
That's different.
Oh, yeah, that's a little disturbing, yeah. Okay, but I did sign up. However, I was very conflicted, and I think millions of other Stephanie Miller listeners are conflicted because we know that if you get that job...
Uh-huh.
You won't be here in the morning for us.
Oh, this is not true. Oh, as someone that's made the disastrous mistake of leaving radio for television several times, we'll never do that again. No.
You should have made that completely clear, and then we can really
All right.
100% out.
Yes. Oh, Bernice, you're telling Chris LaVoy is there are probably millions of people that would sign up, but they're holding back for fear of losing me.
They don't. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
That explains it. Mm. Now every single one of your Facebook page members will now sign up.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see that happen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And do you think I cravenly have fabulous CNN reporters on just to suck up the CNN to get Larry King's job? No!
Computer says no.
I have them on because they're fabulous reporters and they can update us on the Gulf. Good morning, David Mattingly.
Good morning.
so good to have you on again. Now, I got to say, you know, after the series of, what shall we call them in the Gulf, mishaps, this was finally looking good, this new cap, and now what's happening? It obviously, the testing was halted yesterday. What is the latest?
Well, what they were doing, they were gathering up information, doing a lot of testing. While we were out there, we found out they were actually doing some seismic testing of the area, a lot of technical stuff going on, just to see if they feel like that this test of the well, when they close it down, is going to work. They didn't get a clear green light from the data that came back to them. So they said, look, we're going to step back. We're going to take another 24 hours. We're going to look at this and try and make a good decision here, because there are things that can go wrong when they try to close those valves and shut this well down. If the pressure builds up inside to the point where it can't take it, we could see oil leaking out into the ground down below the blowout preventer. We could see possibly damage to the blowout preventer itself, all things they want to completely avoid, because we know they've got what they consider a sure thing to shut this well down when they drill that relief well. They don't want to do anything to mess that up. So right now they're just looking to think, is this something that we can reasonably expect to happen successfully? So that's why they're stepping back before they really try to put this new cap into play.
David, you know, I know Thad Allen, the Coast Guard Admiral, yesterday had said that they're getting high pressure readings, and he said high pressure readings are good news.
Yeah, high pressure is good news because that means that the well down below isn't leaking.
Okay.
So if they were getting low pressure readings, that means, okay, we've got the well stopped, but for some reason it's not building up pressure. So just the fact that they're getting high pressure tells them that the well itself, you keep hearing about well integrity. That's what they're talking about, that the well itself down below can take the pressure and that it's not leaking. So that was a step in the right direction. But again, they didn't get the clear green light they needed to go ahead with this yesterday. So they're just making sure that everything's going to work and before they go ahead and do it.
Do it meaning put this new tighter cap on, right?
Well, they've got the cap on.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, they just haven't closed the flaps on it. There's a couple of flaps that they're going to close on the top, slowly close that down and let the pressure build up inside and then close the cap off completely. Hopefully that will stay just the way it is. They couldn't do that with the old one because it wasn't a hard seal. It was just sort of sitting on top of there.
Right.
But this one gives them that option, and they're just going to make sure that they don't do any damage here.
So that one was like Saran wrap. This one's like a Tupperware. I'm a layperson, David. Work with me here.
it is like Tupperware. They're having to figure out how to burp it properly.
Yes.
Thank you for going with me on that analogy right off the deep end. David.
Well, you know, this is what it would be like if you actually got the Larry King job.
There you go.
You could have, wouldn't have this banter in prime time.
He wouldn't have to get up so early.
David, hello. David, you know, I know that this has been, you know, as I'm hearing you talk about this, I know it's been described as a highly risky maneuver. I just hate to even ask, but is there a chance this is going to end in even another disaster here?
Okay, all these bad scenarios that they've explored have been out there. There could still, every step they take could cause some damage. There could be some damage to the blowout preventer. There could be oil that leaks out underneath the blowout preventer. They could damage the integrity of the wellbore itself, and oil would seep out of the ground in multiple locations. These are all worst-case scenarios that they've explored. So that's why they're being so careful and so slow right now in trying to make that decision to cap this thing.
Well, I get, you know, maybe I'm losing track of what's happening because I know they're drilling the two relief wells. I mean, what is the point of doing this if it potentially could, you know, be so risky that something even worse could happen?
Well, that relief well that's being dug right now that's close to being finished isn't going to go online. They're saying they're still giving themselves a little bit of wiggle room mm-hmm. by saying that we're going to have this up. We're going to make this happen sometime in mid-August.
Right.
It's possible they could make it happen at the end of this month. But by capping the well now, that does a couple of things. First of all, it keeps thousands of barrels of oil from leaking into the Gulf every day. And two, it gives them some hurricane protection because if they get a tropical storm or a hurricane that comes in through in the meantime, then they're going to have to shut all those operations down. They're going to have oil pouring freely into the Gulf of Mexico again. So they want to try and get that done as soon as possible.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So I love that. I think you're the only person I've heard say BP and integrity in the same sentence, by the way. You know,
without milk coming out your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. David, Hal Sparks is here with me, and he was saying on the air earlier, you know, what we've been hearing, too, is that there are other wells leaking, you know, in the Gulf. I mean, is this the tip of the iceberg kind of thing in terms of, you know, just something that's been brought to the public's attention, but, you know, it could be far worse what's going on?
There's been years of lack of scrutiny on the part of regulators, and I'm afraid a lack of scrutiny on the part of journalists who should have been looking at this. So we're all kicking ourselves for not doing a better job. But the fact that there are so many wells out there, there are leaks in so many different places, what kind of cumulative effect that is having, that's something to be explored in the future. How can these wells be capped so that they're not continuing to create some other kind of leak? That's something else that has to be explored. But as has been pointed out to us many times by experts, that having crude oil leaking from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico into the water is something that has been occurring naturally forever. And there's an environment out there where they have a lot of microbes that ingest this material. It's all organic. It's a part of a natural process. And that natural process is now completely out of whack. With so much of this crude oil going into the Gulf, we're seeing an explosion right now of these microbes who grow and multiply as they eat this petroleum. Mm. And
they also remove oxygen from the water, though.
That's exactly where I was going. Yeah. We have an explosion of these microbes. They consume the oxygen in the water, and it's possible they could be creating some large dead zones later. But scientists are watching that right now. They really have no idea where this is going or how bad it's going to be.
One of the elements of having, you know, natural leaks is that there's a stasis, like there's a balance that occurs in nature that can compensate for that. It's so far down the road, though, that if we have, what is it, about 3,700 active wells just in the Gulf, probably as many as triple that around the shores of the United States, including up in Alaska. We're operating at about 8,000. There are 7,900 Starbucks in this country, and they're frigging everywhere. And if these rigs had a 1% failure rate, that means we can look forward to 30 of these over the next 10 years, 30 leaks like this one.
No doubt that this has been an eye-opening experience for everyone in this country. We're going to see a sea change in the way the industry approaches these wells, you're going to see an incredible amount of scrutiny being placed on how they're allowed to approach these wells. I mean, Tony Hayward himself said very early on that this was an event that's going to change how deep water drilling is done probably around the world.
That's true, but he had a mouthful of caviar at the time, so you couldn't really understand.
He was too busy getting back to his life. Well, you know, but David, I'm just curious, you know, having covered this so much, what's your personal take on that? I mean, is there a way to drill safely? I certainly think that the moratorium at the very least is a good idea until we can figure this out. I mean, I just don't buy the talking point. Oh, we have to drill. We're going to have to drill. We have to keep drilling. It's, you know, do we?
Well, you know, this is a question that's going to be left up to engineers, scientists, and politicians and voters down the road. I mean, the state of Florida is watching what's happening here, and now their top officials are saying no drilling in Florida waters. There's going to be a political backlash to this that's going to make it more difficult to drill in the Gulf. There's going to be a scientific backlash as more scrutiny is placed upon this. And engineering-wise, they're going to have to come up with some better safeguards and stuff that they're developing now after the fact that might be put in play for future wells.
Well, I mean, David, on the politics of it, as you raise, when you say there's going to be a sea change, I hope so. But, you know, we have a lot of our Republican friends that literally are calling this an act of God or, you know, don't think it should lead to any more regulation. I mean, how do you even have a debate about that?
Well, I'm not going to get into the political debate about this at all. I can only report to you what I've been seeing.
Right.
And I've been seeing a lot of resources and a lot of brain power put to a situation that everyone believes could have been prevented if the right safeguards were in place.
Well, you have to give me – go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say you have to give me credit for trying to drag you into the political debate, you know, but you're a little too smart for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, another reason why you need to get the Larry King slot so you can just grind me down under questioning in prime time so you can and make me say something I'll regret later.
Exactly.
Well, I think ultimately, beyond politics, what you were arguing there was the principle of the thing, which is that without regulation and without enforcement of that regulation, this is just going to continue even worse as we go forward. There's nothing that will replace. If they're going to do deep water drilling, one of the Exxon guys, when they were questioning about this, when this first started, he was quoted as saying, all the easy oil is gone. This was a really scary quote, meaning that all the oil they're going to be getting over the next 3 decades is going to be from scarier and scarier terrain and scarier spaces. So regulation.
Yeah, now we're in Avatar time. Now we need to wipe out the whole ocean to get it. So that's all right. David Mattingly, I think you were dragged unwittingly into a political imbroglio there for a moment. And
I didn't go there.
That's right.
I didn't go there at all.
You did a great job,
from
David.
From CNN, they're not allowed.
you're too tricky for me. David Mattingly, fabulous CNN reporter. Thank you, as always, David. We'll check in with you again.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. I always try to start a little PR spat.
Let's ask Condessa Brewer how she handled that PR spat.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Snap.
47.
Let's see if she ever comes back on the show again.
I love her.
I love her too.
She got, she did right-wing wacko websites. I don't remember what she said. It was fine. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That was strangely arousing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody here, get your best off the floor.
Stephanie Miller.
Rubbing it in your face so we can dance and you can't.
Hal is, he's gyrating his basket in front of the Hal Cam. It's disgusting.
I beg your pardon.
It is. I can dance. I can, you know what I was saying yesterday? I dance like you now because you dance like a rock and sock and robot. I can only move the top half of my
only
body.
Only when I'm funny dancing. See, isn't the difference when I'm really dancing and when I'm funny dancing?
No, I see.
Most of the time when you and I have been dancing, it's been a funny circumstance.
Because
it was serious for me.
Because, Steph, you can't dance.
Sure I can.
No, you can't.
No.
It's a,
our very first date, you took me dancing.
Did she do this?
Remember that.
Did she do the arms in the air, Fat Albert and the Gang arm pump and the squat thrust?
You took me to Billboard Live on the Sunset Strip about 2 weeks after I was hired.
Wow.
And we danced to the Boogie Nights.
And that was when all the sexual harassment began.
Exactly.
Wear something tight and pick me up at 8.
This is the move.
Okay, 53 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone
only
number.
Only see it on the Howcam. Only.
Yes, stop leaving people out. That's like that old Paul Poundstone bit, the people on the left side of the plane.
Right.
Are jealous of the people, what they can see on the right side of the plane.
Exactly.
People aren't watching down the Howcam. They can't see your ridiculous gyrations.
No, they're your ridiculous gyrations. I'm just passing them on. I'm just the conduit by which they reach. And you can't, you do it, but you'd break something. So
I dance, but
snap
to some
like a twig.
Other music than is being played is how it's been described to me.
Yes.
Yeah?
You dance to music that's in your head, not
that's actually
being played.
To the drummer I hear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's, we have lots to get to. Wow, did you see this breaking news out of Iowa? Did you see the billboard? The teabaggers got themselves a billboard out of the
It's about
president.
Time, isn't that sweet?
Uh-huh. It's a billboard linking Obama and Hitler.
What?
And Lennon.
Hack.
Not John Lennon.
Hack.
Mm-hmm. A billboard created by Iowa teabaggers compares President Obama to Adolf Hitler and Vladimir Lenin is drawing sharp criticism even from some fellow teabaggers who have condemned it as offensive and a waste of money. So when you know that you're being teabagged by other teabaggers, you may have gone a skosh too far.
Yes.
You're going to talk about hurting your back.
Yeah. The North Iowa Tea Party began displaying the billboard in downtown Mason City last week. The sign shows large photographs of Obama, Hitler, and Lenin beneath the labels Democrat Socialism, National Socialism, and Marxist Socialism. Beneath the photo is the phrase, radical leaders prey on the fearful and naive.
But enough about Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm, exactly. One of the... I love this. One of the leaders of the Tea Party Patriots said, it's not going to help our cause. It's going to make people think the Tea Party is full of a bunch of right-wing fringe people. What?
No. They're sweethearts. They're adorable. They just want to pinch their little cheeks. I'm a constitutionalist. I want to go back to the America I remember. That's vaguely, I don't remember, when I used to get spanked and there was a Norman Rockwell painting and different separate water fountains and Indians were three-fifths of a quiet.
I'm not saying the Tea Party is racist, but one Iowa coordinator of the Tea Party, John White. He's... I love this. How is this for an apologist? He says he can understand the group's perception that Obama is Hitler-esque.
Oh, that's a
But he thinks the billboard's offensive and unproductive.
Hitler-esque.
So he's not Hitler, but he is Hitler-esque.
He's Hitler-esque.
And I'm just saying.
It's like, yeah.
Teabaggers are eating their own. They really are.
Oh, wait till we get close to the election. Yeah, when the Republicans have to full, like open-throat defend their corporate backers and the Tea Partiers who envision themselves as, you know...
You're saying the Teabaggers should be more open-throated in their defense.
Well, that the Republicans, if they want to fully support the Teabaggers, they should be more open-throated with they. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to be the case. It's going to be, ooh.
Okay. Meanwhile, back in the reality-based world, President Obama and Senate Democrats have settled an agenda for the final weeks before Congress's summer recess that could force Republicans to take duff votes on populist issues like unemployment insurance and a small business loan program. Mm. We were just talking to the congressperson yesterday. I mean, these are real plans to help real people.
Right.
So, you've got people like David Vitter literally saying they're behind lawsuits about the president's... Yep. Birthplace.
Yes.
I'm going, are you really going to choose people that aren't really working on any issues that affect your life?
Yes, because they don't want to govern. One of the best things that they have going for them right now is the fact that they can just hang out. They can go, I'm just crossing my arms and saying no. Because on the one hand, it lets them be political opposition without any activity whatsoever. And secondly, they don't have to govern. They don't actually have to put forth policy that can be tested by the CBO, that can be looked over, and everybody, including their own backers, can go, wait, that that's a bunch of crap that makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, back in the real world with people working on real things that will really affect your life, Obama and Senate Democratic leaders agreed to hold votes in the next couple of weeks on financial regulation overhaul, extending unemployment insurance, and the increased lending to small businesses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the Senate breaks for recess August 6th. Robert Gibbs said senators will have to decide whether they're for new rules for Wall Street, whether they're for helping the unemployed, and whether there should be increased lending for small businesses. So, you know, all bread and butter, meat and potatoes issues that...
actual governance.
Yes!
Yes!
Ha! What a concept. 58 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch is next to co-host Right Wing World on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, it's just not for the kids in here on commercial breaks on the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour, it is Hump Days with Hal. I was just, I was moaning on the Hal cam because Hal was giving me a lower back massage, which I really need because I'm very, I'm all cattywampus, what with my broken leg and my crutches and my scooters and the,
we're getting complaints down the hallway because there's moaning coming from the studio and it smells like fish in here. So
yeah, well,
there's all kinds of complaints.
Apparently, I warmed my fish in the microwave, and there are
complaints. Rebecca warmed
your
fish.
Well, I can't walk. So, yes, it goes without saying that someone did it for me. We have heard the word.
It sounds worse, actually, that Rebecca warmed your fish.
We have heard the word French whorehouse uttered in the hallways, and we apologize.
Right.
The Stephanie Miller Show apologizes for the odors.
We did a story yesterday on the Stephanie Miller
Newscast. About someone cooking squid in the microwave at work.
Yes, and it released an ammonia smell, and it sent two people to the hospital.
To the hospital?
What?
Yes. Has anyone been hospitalized? Then stop your moaning. The important thing is I have Carbonite Online Backup. It is a must for your computer, too. Carbonite automatically backs up the files on your PC or Mac whenever you're connected to the Internet. Go to Carbonite.com right now. Now do it before it's too late. Enter Stephanie for my special 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with any subscription. Carbonite.com, offer code Stephanie. The show is just getting betterer and betterer.
Yeah.
It is Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Next hour, Margaret Cho on the Celebrity Hotline. And then Edie McClurg joins us live in studio for the whole hour. Buddy hour.
Yes.
There you go. See, I'm trying. I'm giving another plug for my Replace Larry King with Stephanie Miller Facebook page, which you can get to from my Facebook page.
StephanieMiller.com, and that'll show you how to get to your Facebook page.
If you would like to join the groundswell or
whatever.
I think sort of small smattering of interest.
Yeah, all 700 people.
Stephanie Miller.
We have StephanieMiller.com in the chat today, by the way.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. Help. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Meanwhile, it's Frisch, you know. It's time for awesome Mercy World.
Carl.
Carl Frisch.
Excited.
For Media Matters for America.
So inviting to me.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Yay.
Good morning. I'm just so nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Well, you know, I applied for Beck University.
Oh.
And fingers crossed.
Okay. Oh, let's hope you don't get the fat envelope. Okay. I mean, the thin envelope.
Yes, the fat envelope means you got in.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm just so excited about the prospect. I can't wait to find out what the mascot is. Check out the student store.
Do they have a good band? Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
Apparently you have to pay your dues in gold.
That you actually have to get from your grandparents in the form of unused gold laying around the house.
Yeah.
Carl, you write this week. I thought there would be nothing more pathetic than the Facebook page to get Stephanie Miller to replace Larry King, which has virtually no chance. But I love your headline. All of the libertarian magic dust in the world can't pull this off. So the founders of Tucker Carlson's website think he should run for president.
Yeah, it's I think I just heard somebody get sick, but yeah, the idea of Tucker Carlson being elected dog catcher is so funny. It's the readers of his website, The Daily Caller. As everybody knows out there, Tucker Carlson is probably more famous for being on Dances with the Stars than he is for being on two cable networks and being canceled. But the readers of his website apparently think he'd make a great president or a candidate in 2012. One of his writers took to the pages and wrote up a list of humorous reasons why they thought it was a good idea.
Yes.
It was obviously written in jest, but his readers were quite serious.
Maybe he could bring back Paul Simon on his as his VP. It'd be an all bow tie.
Yeah.
Ticket.
I don't know. I like the idea of Jon Stewart's Crossfire, where it's just Tucker Carlson in the middle of Crossfire. So, I can't picture it happening, and I don't think Tucker Carlson I don't think he's stupid enough to make a run, but then again, everybody keeps on saying that Sarah Palin's going to run. So.
Oh, God. Mm. I hope so. Don't you pray for that? I mean, really?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. For comedy reasons alone. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, shall we, kids? Oh, looky here. Eric Erickson, he's that there right-wing blogger that CNN hired.
Yeah.
Hmm. Seems like they should have a little more balance.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Oh, stop bringing me up. All right, Eric Erickson.
But the problem is, with the Democrats spending, it's impossible for people to get jobs. The stimulus bill that the Democrats have passed hasn't created a single job except in government.
What?
What? Well, that's interesting, because... Just this morning, a new White House report shows the stimulus has saved or created between 2.5 and 3.6 million jobs. That's up from the last quarterly report by, 2.5 million jobs. Yeah. Huh.
It's just strange
not one.
To hear Erickson. It's strange to hear Erickson say that because... virtually every serious economist will tell you that, what you just said, that the president's moves have saved or created jobs. Well, then again, I guess Erickson is not a serious economist, but,
That's the thing is you can argue over numbers, Carl, but that's what always kills me about the right wing. It's like they always go to the most extreme, ridiculous. It hasn't created one single job.
Right, as if they don't even give themselves some fudging room. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
But then again, remember that this is the same guy who once said that when Souter left the Supreme Court, that he was a goat-effing child molester. So his serious pundit skills are probably never on display.
Yeah, and again, it was interesting that, when we had a CNN reporter in the last hour, and he couldn't say anything political.
No.
But they leave that up to the right-wing psychopaths that they hire, or where Wolf Blitzer can ask them questions as if there is parody in what they are saying.
Yes.
Now,
we'll have to leave it there.
Right.
It just underscores, the way that the right-wing media critics have beaten the mainstream press into a pulp. It's like a S&M relationship where they're like, well, the conservative have a say, and I guess they think we're the liberal people, so we'll play nonpartisan, but we'll consider ourselves the liberals. Uh-huh. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Here are Sean Hannity and Sarah Palin. What's our new name for her? Princess Dumas of the North Woods.
Yes.
Dumas.
As coined
Princess
by
Dumas.
Charlie Pierce yesterday. Yes, well, once again, ignoring the actual statistics, Carl, which are that the deportations and arrests are up under Obama as opposed to Bush.
Axelrod said this weekend, he said, quote, no administration has been tougher on enforcement as it relates to illegal immigration.
Yes.
Your reaction?
That's absolute. That's bogus. You know, their actions are speaking louder than Axelrod's words.
She's so eighth grade.
Sure.
That is so bogus. Oh, except if you look at the actual numbers.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Numbers have a clear, quantifiable liberal bias.
Yeah.
Yes, apparently.
So you can't do that. I think she's just upset because I don't know if you heard the news, but Bristol and Levi are back together.
Yeah.
Yes, Bristol and Levi are getting married. I guess that explains that, I apologize to the Palin family for lying statement last week.
But apparently it's against the wishes of both sets of parents.
Oh, hilarious.
Right.
Yeah.
the Palins and the Johnsons.
That's right.
You know, it'll be interesting to see this play out on television. You know, I've described Palin's new reality show that's going to be on the Learning Channel as, you know, Real Housewives of Wasilla. I guess this is Bristol getting married.
Yeah. They have to take the G off and put an apostrophe on the Learning Channel now. So it's the Learning Channel.
It's learning.
Get my learn on channel.
If you say all of the syllables, it makes you sound snooty and
yeah,
elitist.
Yeah, an elitist, right.
Yeah. All right. Here is some more Sarah Palin. I apologize.
Our president has no experience as an administrator in an executive office. He doesn't have experience running a business or leading a team, it seems, and that becomes quite evident when you see and you can feel and sense that disconnect between a tragedy like the Gulf and what's going on now. We've talked about, Sean, before, that it took him how many weeks before he even desired to speak with the CEO of the company?
Uh-huh. He's, yeah, he doesn't have my experience quitting. Which is
it's that from the half-term governor of Alaska.
Yeah, and she's unemployed right now.
Well, she's a pretty penny.
She's a lecturer.
Yeah, but that's not an executive position. That's not leading a team.
Hey, she spoke at a bowling convention.
No, I think she might be speaking of her time as mayor of the Silla, which. I don't know if anybody watches Kathy Griffin's show, but she went to the city hall. I'd never seen it before. I'll just say that it reminds me of like the recreation center at the local park I went to when I was growing up.
it was a cute little city hall.
Oh, it's precious.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
All right, drug-addled gas bag, Rush Limbaugh. Oh, goodness. I would never leave it to him to racialize the death of somebody.
George Steinbrenner has passed away at age 80. That cracker made a lot of African-American millionaires.
Oh, wow. My God. Hmm. See, that's a reference to the new Black Panther.
Whatever
huge story that's on the Fox News
24/7. Well, you know, he also said the same day that Steinbrenner had fired a lot of white guys.
Yeah.
There is nothing that Rush Limbaugh does not see through racially charged tinted glasses. And yet the media always says, well, Rush Limbaugh has this to say about health care, and Rush Limbaugh has this to say about the war in Afghanistan. You know, I don't remember them going to other run-of-the-mill racists whenever they needed comment. But, you know, this is not the first time he's politicized through the use of racially charged rhetoric.
Let me just say it'll be the first time in this right-wing world. We have some more after the break. Stay tuned, Carl. 17 minutes after the hour. Back with some more Rush Limbaugh racism as we continue.
Ooh,
yes. Back with more Right Wing World next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really weird, but it's also the coolest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Take it like it. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour. Hal Sparks is giving me lower back rubs during the commercial break. My back is a little seized up as we. It's a little pornish, isn't it, on the Hal Cam?
Yeah, it's some gimp porn. No, we're not going to lie. There's some gimp porn going on the HalSparks.com site right now.
We are going to have to put you in traction.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And Jim, you must have a sex swing. Hal doesn't. Who would have thought Hal doesn't have one?
No.
Look.
I think it would be a good visual for me to do the show from a sex swing, don't you think?
I'm for it. I'll bring one next week.
Okay. Well, yeah. See, you do have one. Ha ha.
No, I'll buy one. Believe me, I know where I can get that stuff cheap in a hurry. You don't want to keep one anyway.
Maybe the same place that gave me my mobility scooter has one.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'll check into it. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Carl Frisch rejoins us for the rest of Right Wing World. Hello, Carl.
But sadly, I don't think Medicare or Medicaid pay for the swing. They do pay for the scooter.
They do.
Guaranteed.
I'm not just doing this for the porn aspect. I am anxiously and feverishly awaiting my bone stimulator, which I'm trying to get approved by insurance.
What?
Stop it, Carl. It's an actual thing that heals your bones.
Sure.
Is it in the same family as the shake weight?
Totally.
I actually got a call from a guy yesterday that it took my doctor's office, and you would think it was a porn call. Hi, I'm so-and-so from the bone stimulator company. Give me a call.
Hi, Jake. Dr. Jake Andrews, bone stimulator. How are you? I make house calls.
By the way,
which
Carl,
bone is it?
Carl Frisch will join us live in studio on Friday.
Yay.
What kind of special treat is that for the kids? You'll be able to share the sex swing with me, Carl. That'll be installed by then.
Wonderful. A two-seater, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This whole place will look like a bunch of people who, like parachuters, are all got caught in the same tree.
You know, there is a theme this morning. Jim came in. Well, I cooked some fish in the microwave, and so Jim had to do his Sean Connery.
Which... All things stinks like a whorehouse at low tide.
All right, let's have our second helping of Rush Limbaugh racism, shall we? Here we go.
Liberals are like Muslim extremists. They want to be told how to live down to the smallest detail, and that's not good enough. Everybody else must be told how to live down to the smallest detail, and everybody must be compliant. And everybody must be obedient. Mm. So at the root of it, liberals are unhappy because they can't stand freedom. Freedom is a threat.
Yes.
Freedom threatens their desire for total control and obedience.
Yeah, that,
he just described the authoritative personality. People like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why,
the antithesis.
That's why we must stop gay marriage and why women shouldn't have the right to choose.
Exactly.
And that's why gay adoption has to be stopped because it's...
Too much
wait
freedom.
A minute. Wait a
yes.
minute. No, I'm confused. I've got an aneurysm. I can't reconcile. Those two thoughts.
This coming from a man whose catchphrase is mega dittos.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
You know why you say that, because you are like you're a Muslim extremist that cannot stand freedom.
Right.
This is true. I mean, I'm not a Muslim extremist, but the idea of freedom just makes me want to curl up and cry like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's... Let's move on. Judge Andrew Napolitano on the C-SPAN.
They should have been indicted. They absolutely should have been indicted.
Bush and Cheney?
For torturing, for spying, for arresting without warrant. I'd like to say they should be indicted for lying, but believe it or not, unless you're under oath, lying is not a crime, at least not an indictable crime. George W. Bush, as president, and Dick Cheney, as vice president, participated in criminal conspiracies to violate the federal law and the guaranteed civil liberties of hundreds, maybe thousands of human beings.
Wow.
Oh, somebody is not getting invited to the News Corp Christmas party this year.
Somebody, yeah, isn't that amazing when somebody steps off the Fox reservation for a minute? What the Fox? Wow.
He pulled a Shep Smith. I have a feeling that inside there's like a little cabal of people at Fox News who are all trying to see who can make Sean Hannity's head explode.
Exactly. You know, Carl, I have to, another Media Matters thing I was just reading. It is hilarious how they just literally, it's whatever the opposite of the facts are. We were talking about how, you know, somebody said there's not one single job has been created by the stimulus. Carly Fiorino just claimed that tax cuts will pay for themselves.
Yes.
That's right, because they did such a good job during the Bush years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like falling down is a great way to get up.
Right. Just when you thought, I mean, no wonder she did such a bad job running HP. You're like, what? That is just quantitatively
false. I had to make the hard decisions on firing tens of thousands of people and moving those jobs overseas. They were hard decisions.
Mm.
I don't think she has a clue. And more and more, it just looks like her campaign is run by those demon sheep. It's not a product of the campaign.
I mean, I think, what's the number, Chris, I was saying the other day? It's something, you know, north of $600 billion, the tax cuts for the rich. I mean, that's how much it's going to add to the deficit, and yet they just...
Right.
It's like the Iraq War will pay for itself.
Talking about this. The John Kerry School of talking about this. This is not. This is no longer, you know, trickled down. This is trickled on.
there you go.
Yeah,
Carl,
you know, it does nothing but suit the powerful people that keep Republicans in power.
There you go. Carl Frisch will join us live in studio Friday. See you then, honey.
Adios.
29 minutes after the hour. Back
very
with more
exciting.
Hump Days with Hal. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
That's an unusual name.
It's a German name. It means she whose bosoms defy gravity.
Well, she's not defying gravity terribly well right,
oh.
right
now. No.
You're in the elder care facility.
Mama's back has seized up due to the crutches and the mobility scooters and the...
Whatever.
The asymmetrical walking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. All right, I'm...
Or hopping, rather.
you can confirm I have just crawled up from the floor.
Oh.
I was literally flat on my back just a moment ago. 34 minutes after the hour, it is Hump Days with Hal Sparks. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere to join the party. Joining the party soon, Margaret Cho. Mm-hmm. And Edie McClurg will join us live in studio all next hour.
Very exciting.
Chris in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning. I love you guys all. You make my day.
Thank
and
you.
I'm so happy that you introduced Hal to us because we in Chicago are so thrilled we get to have him for 2 hours every Saturday, starting this Saturday.
That's
oh,
right.
Yay.
And
yeah.
we're so thrilled. Huh. And also that way I watched Charmageddon, and Hal, I don't know if this will flatter you or not, but halfway through it, I said, you are like the new George Carlin, hysterical and thoughtful at the same time.
Wow.
I just thought you were wonderful.
Aww.
Thank you. That's amazing. And I consider that incredibly flattering. I think that think of that as the highest form of praise because he's my hero.
Here's the thing, Chris. You know, no one thinks Hal Sparks is sexier than I am, but right now you're not watching him do the show from my mobility scooter.
That's true.
So he also, it takes away, he's a silly little man.
I'm sorry I'm not watching you at the time. I'm writing out bills.
All right. Thank you.
Pretty embarrassing. Thank you so much. And I'll see you this weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
First show. Very exciting.
Cha.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. By the by, did you see this breaking news? This is sort of, I don't know, breaking summer news. George Bush Sr.'s boat has run aground on the beach in Maine. Do you sense that might be back on the sauce, Jim, and driving the boat?
Junior drive the boat.
Yeah.
Wasn't prudent. Shouldn't have done it. Should have checked for blood alcohol level.
Former President George H.W. Bush's fishing boat ended up high and dry on a beach near his Maine home over after it ran aground in thick fog. Although the reports did not really say thick fog. Isn't there always fog that burns off a little bit?
Right. But inside the head doesn't count.
Exactly.
There's no way to do a weather report on the amount of fog in that family's brain.
It's always foggy in my head.
W was driving. It's just a perfect analogy for his presidency. For just oops, Fidelity. Fidelity 4 became a curiosity for tourists as it sat stranded on Goose Beach at low tide on Monday. Hours later, his staff removed the boat to its dock in Kennebunkport.
Mm.
Don't you hate that when you have to get your staff to move your boat back to your?
I can always count on my staff.
Bush spokesman said the former president and some family members were aboard when the boat ran aground between 3 and 3:30.
You think? Hmm.
Land ho. Smash.
Now watch this drive.
Oh.
It's kind of like when I was flying them jet airplanes in the Texas Air National Guard. Wasn't no MiGs anywhere because they was afraid of me. Go crash into them.
Not a lot of MiGs near Lubbock, apparently. All right. So we were just talking about the economy and in right-wing world that there is, basic math, Hal, that they just don't appear good at. So a new White House report says that last year's stimulus has now saved or created between 2.5 million and 3.6 million jobs. We've had economists on. You can argue over the number of jobs exactly. But it's up almost 2.5 million jobs from the last quarterly report. But
How many jobs did George Bush create total?
Negative.
Yes. Well, we were losing 700,000 a month.
Technically, if you don't count all the ones that he lost after Clinton's 22 million, somewhere around the area of 2.4 million, which means that the stimulus alone, Obama's first 2 years, he created more jobs than Bush did in 8 years.
Right. And we did a story a couple weeks ago. Every now and again, you have a reporter that does their homework, and somebody tried to get away with that talking point that George Bush created jobs, and the reporter was like, Balzac says what?
Yeah, right.
Excuse me?
What?
George Bush what? Huh? No.
In what universe?
Blackwater, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, and then the response is always some version of Sarah Palin's, I'll have to gather that information and get that back to you.
Yeah,
I don't have the facts right in
he sure did put our soldiers to work,
doing
the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Doing.
Anyway, I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
Everybody's working hard.
He made them work even when they didn't want anymore.
It's hard work.
Yeah. Oh, what are we just playing Right Wing World? Sarah Palin talking about immigration. And it's like, no, the facts are clear. Barack Obama, there are more deportations, there are more arrests. Yes. We're not saying the border is fixed by any means, but he's quantitatively done a better job than George Bush.
Although during the Bush administration, there was that one woman who was working three jobs.
I'm working three jobs. That's great. That just means you're productive.
It's uniquely American.
Yeah, did he say that? It's the American dream. No, it's not.
Uniquely American.
American dream.
Yes, that's the Jamaican dream, for God's sakes. Yeah. I don't want three jobs.
Right.
All right, so anyway, the president yesterday nominated Jack Lew for a budget director, pointing out that, again, Clinton, left a giant surplus, George Bush left a giant deficit, the president.
When Jack left that post at the end of the Clinton administration, he handed the next administration a record $236 billion budget surplus.
Boy, show.
The day I took office, 8 years later, America faced a record $1.3 trillion deficit.
Coincidence.
Jack's challenge over the next few years is to use his extraordinary skill and experience to cut down that deficit and put our nation back on a fiscally responsible path. And I have the utmost faith in his ability to achieve this goal as a central member of our economic team.
How beautifully ironic that just as the president was making that point, George Bush ran another boat into the
ground.
Perfectly illustrating the president's
perfect analogy
point.
Of his, of the Bush administration's method and everything.
The boat wasn't named the United States by any chance.
Yeah, right. The USS Economy.
Perfect. It's the USS U.S.
Mm-hmm. The USS National Security. Remember all those things that they're good at, that they suck at?
The president again yesterday.
This reform is good for families. It's good for businesses. It's good for the entire economy.
Show, what's your point?
Mm-hmm. We don't want to be good for the entire economy. We just want to be good for the upper 2%.
Yeah.
Look,
it
the
looks
1%
like
we may actually
get financial reform thanks to the Senator Fold, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to Scott Brown, one of the apparently three reasonable Republicans.
You know why?
Senator.
Yeah, he is.
You know why? Because I think he's drinking the, I could be president, I'm pretty enough to be.
I am pretty enough to be president, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think he's, yeah.
All right, Robert Gibbs yesterday.
There is a very big frustration out there about where we are in the economy.
Yeah, boy, howdy, I'll say. Holy moly, I talk to a different friend every day that's on the ledge, that hasn't worked, that's losing a house, that's, I mean, it really is, that's mm-hmm. the problem, is, you know, we keep saying in this election cycle, we're trying to prove something that didn't happen, and I really do believe, and I think most economists do, that it would have been a lot worse. But it's hard when it's so bad to go, oh, really? It could have,
read the shock doctrine. This was not an accident.
Right.
That this is they knew there's a couple of areas where they create bubbles and they let them burst to basically clear the suckers out of the system, and they were intentionally creating a U-shaped recession on mm-hmm. purpose, and it turned into an L shape because they had set up so many house of cards elements in the financial sector that it just and then and once it L shaped they went, well, there's no good way to recover from it.
Yeah.
At the best, you have a step start, which is really embarrassing and sad for whoever's in office. And so let's just kind of, that's the point where they just kind of threw McCain to the dogs and made this a social issues thing to prepare for next time.
Yep.
And that's why they were going, oh, we'll make him a one-term president because he'll look bad no matter what because of the situation. So,
yeah. Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee.
I think people already see this as little legislative Ponzi schemes or little legislative bubbles that'll burst down the road when the bill comes due. And we'll see. That's why we have elections.
Yeah. And you mean all those things that Greenspan set up?
Yeah, exactly.
Legislative Ponzi scheme. What is he talking about? Financial reform? I mean, what?
He means extending health care.
Oh, extending unemployment. Yeah, you'd hate to help people that are out of work. That would be. I mean, once again, the math does not make sense. I read this thing yesterday. I forget the exact numbers in it, but it really is stunning. The Republicans, it's a teeny amount, the extending unemployment benefits,
right,
as opposed to the, like I was saying, over $600 billion that the Bush tax cuts, extending those will add to the deficit, and they're for that. It's like,
yeah.
What?
Tax cuts get, if you put a dollar of tax cut into the, give somebody a dollar in a tax cut, it puts a dollar and two cents mm-hmm. into the economy. If you extend unemployment benefits, it puts $1.64 into the economy because people use that money to buy real goods. They're not servicing debt. They're not holding mm-hmm. onto it. It doesn't go into a savings account. It literally goes to buy food and fuel.
And not foreign-built yachts.
Right.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, he chooses to view the GOP differently.
If you have a check and balance on this White House, and if Republicans lay out a plan for jobs and for spending,
that
will improve the image of the Republican Party and show we can govern and have learned our lessons of why we were fired in 2006.
Oh, and what is that plan exactly?
Well, that's the thing. They can't make one. They cannot make one because it all has to be checked. And
See, they call obstructionist asshattery. It's a check and balance. That's what that is. Preventing anything the president wants to get done. You need a check and balance like that. That's what we need. More, you literally are voting for more obstructionism. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. I digress. More obstructionism with a lot of endless investigations thrown in and subpoenas for no reason.
Well, and let's not be, and back to the economic policy of that group, which is based on a principle, the idea that all government is bad, corporations know best, and that the reason that you are poor is because God wants it that way. And these, I mean, seriously, this is there's umpteen books on the subject, but look at Iceland. Look at every country they roll into and develop their economic policy, which they put full force under George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
The economy has collapsed.
Right.
Collapsed.
Again, shock doctrine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. 45 minutes required reading for the Stephanie Miller Show. 45
Indeed.
Minutes after the hour. Back with more Hump Days with Hal as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is a disgusting display.
Well, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making every possible mistake. La 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 la.
It's a happy song. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We're trying to make Mama forget that her lower back has seized up in a spasm due to crutches and mobility scooters and
every possible mistake. Like
exactly.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Every possible mistake that I've made. 51 minutes after the hour, coming back to haunt me now. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I know it'll cheer us up. Margaret Cho and Edie McClurg, both next hour.
Very exciting.
In our comedy extravaganza as we...
Comedy treehouse.
Exactly. David in Washington, good morning.
Well, good morning, you guys. You guys are hitting on all cylinders this morning, and I just had to call. And, we need to hammer the Republicans from here on out with four words. Republicans have no plan. All the whining and complaining they've been doing for 2 years, especially lately, you see Boner and the other whip. They think they've got the majority in the bag, and I believe that they don't, but... It's time to just jam it down their throat. They have no plan. They drove the economy into the ditch, like how you guys were talking earlier.
You're saying we should be open-throated in our condemnation of the teabaggers,
right.
As Hal was saying
jam
earlier.
Jam it down their throats.
Exactly.
Well, love you guys.
Yeah. Love you.
Thank
back.
You. He's correct. The interesting thing is, and as we get closer, the lack of plan on the Republican side. Well, first of all, I don't believe they don't have a plan. I believe they do have a plan.
It's evil.
Yes, exactly.
They have a plan.
It's the kind of plan that if you admit to it, you would never get into office. So you have to use obfuscation and other issues to scare people into thinking. You have to scream Marxism and abortion and hope that gets you into office. Because they go, if somebody sat you down and said, what do you actually want to do when you get in government? Well, I want to squeeze the government out of existence so corporations can take over so I can get more money, get a bigger job after I leave this place.
And all the poor people will die.
Yeah. And in the back of my head, I want Jesus to come back and take all the rich people to heaven, all 144,000 of us, and leave all the poor people behind because they smell funny.
Yeah, well, exactly.
The meek shall inherit the earth. It'll be a burned-out radioactive Hulk.
Right, exactly. That'll show them.
Sustaining life.
Hey, yeah, that'll show them, you meeks.
Didn't Jesus say that only the rich shall be raptured? I think so.
Yeah.
Tim and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning. You know, I look at what David Vitter is saying, and it's like he would say anything, including that the earth is flat and unicorns run in his backyard, not to answer any questions about the hookers.
We should call him Baby Vitter from now on because he was notorious, apparently, for wanting to be dressed up in a diaper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Baby Vitter.
Yeah, I picture that whenever he says anything. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you have the credibility to talk about the president's his birth certificate, and you are, okay, you're a...
Well, if you look at it, he's been in a diaper how many times, so maybe he just keeps reliving being born. Maybe they throw, like, Jell-O on him, and so he can relive that again.
Maybe it's his version of born again. Who are we to judge?
I think we're people who get dressed up in baby clothes, get serviced by a hooker, and then complain about the moral inequities of others.
Exactly.
I think that's who we are.
Exactly.
And so that actually gives us the right to do that. If he was just a regular citizen who didn't actually, wasn't a hypocrite about it, I wouldn't bring it up.
Might I have some fine American music? I would just like to take a pause here to have someone that understands how plucky I am this morning, mm-hmm. how I'm soldiering on. Tommy in Columbus writes, Steph, I just saw you and Hal on the Hal cam. You really are in pain. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not faking this. No, this is reality television, the Hal cam.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope you feel better soon. The pain in your face was real. You need to be in bed with your foot on pillows or in a hot tub. Yes, I do.
Computer says yes.
And yet I'm here. By the way, how about a new board game, kind of like Candyland, where Steph and her Gimpmobile go from the compound to the liquor barn, then back home? The winner does it with the least number of crashes, calling firemen for help, or spilling the booze.
That's a great idea.
I think that'd be a big seller on StephanieMiller.com.
Absolutely.
I loved Candyland.
You could have different
pieces.
Or shoots
and ladders. I should get some shoots in my house.
I want to be the scooter. I want to be the blue cast. I want to be the plate of fish.
Hal is actually doing the show from my mobility scooter, we needed an extra chair because Edie McClure is going to be here.
McClure's coming, right, so yes. I'm sitting on this. Yeah. Because nothing's creepier than
you
handing someone
like
a warm chair.
You look like a little boy on a mini bike. You really do.
Yeah.
You look on your big wheel.
I know.
It's adorable.
Well, it's because these handlebars are mounted so friggin' high. Again, for old people, pterodactyl hands, you know.
You got to get one of those stingray.
Exactly. I need a
you
chopper.
You did raise a good point. What does happen?
Banana saddle. And, yeah.
Why do old people get pterodactyl hands? Why do their hands get so little?
Old ladies
Tyrannosaurus Rex hands.
Yeah,
oh, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Old ladies knit. You know, and brings their hands up close to their face, and old men gum white bread with cheese sandwiches with pickle on them. Mm. And
their hands need to be up close to their face.
Their hands have to be close and stay there pretty much. There's no reason to, you know, reach down below the waist anymore.
And
so.
Plus you have to keep pushing your glasses up onto your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Listen, I have whole new compassion for the elderly, and this is disabled now that I have
reason
to become both. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even when I see the little grapefruit head in the car and the little Tyrannosaurus Rex hands on the steering wheel.
Like a trailer.
I'm going just to slow because I'm driving with my left foot now, as you know.
We're going to put a little bell on this thing so you can bring, bring, bring. It's good stuff.
Get out of the way, Shani.
Get one of those things where you can actually turn it.
Go ahead, Hal. Do your whole old person mobility scooter infomercial you were doing during the break.
Hey, get off my lawn. My back seat's duff. I'll run you down. Mama's hyped up on Advil and boxed wine. I'm coming for you. You kids. I broke something else. Damn it. Every time I chase you, something else snaps.
I fell off my hover round and I can't get up.
This is just... I hate New York.
This is really helping me. Having being mocked mercilessly.
Laughter is the best medicine until I compress a disc from abdominal crunching. Oh, I laughed again. There goes a rib. Damn you, box wine.
All right. You know... Oh, God, my life is sad, sad, sad. Okay. So, Eric Cantor, you did that hilarious YouTube thing as Eric. You do bear a resemblance, may I just say.
Whenever my hair gets really pompadoury, yeah. I can really pull off I'm Eric Cantor, the John Boehner, and I have a plan, everybody.
I think I need a bigger Adam's apple.
Though. Yeah.
He's been a big stimulus critic, as you know. He's about to host a job fair with employers stimulated by over $50 million in recovery from stimulus funds.
What do you know? $50 million in federal money put forth in the stimulus package going to people in the state.
I was all for it. I voted against it, but I was all for it.
58 minutes after the hour. Back with Margaret Cho next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I feel better. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Wait, you know what? There's nothing like a good hump with Hal Sparks. We are in the midst of hump days with Hal Sparks. He's just been rubbing my lower back. The people Hal stream?
Yes.
Said my ass looks great. Thank you so much.
True.
I appreciate it.
We got something from our friend Jan in Santa Barbara saying that you should drink a big glass of water. Whenever muscles cramp up, water always helps. You're probably dehydrated from the alcohol.
She's definitely dehydrated.
So. Well, I've already got a cup of something, and don't worry. I'll be chasing it with some more liquids. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller. We are video streaming live on HalSparks.com. Despite the fact that I'm in a cast on crutches, Hal is on my mobility scooter, and my back has seized up. That's the summary so far.
Update. By the way, 1,000 people in our chat today. This is the biggest number by far. Very exciting.
Fabulous. So, we're doing GIMP porn, essentially, all morning.
That's what drew it, the promise of GIMP porn, which we heard, actually.
And I am wearing my slut T-shirt, South Lake Union Trolley in Seattle. Woo-hoo!
She's a slut! Mm-hmm. Look at her slut!
Thank Chris from Yankton says you're starting to go full metal Gloria Swanson.
I am. We are in the later years. I will be in Seattle August 14th. Check the calendar section of StephanieMiller.com. It's happy time, everybody. Why? Because a comedy queen is here, Margaret Cho.
Yay.
On the Celebrity Hotline. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. How are you?
I've been better, but I
don't understand what happened.
I broke my foot when I was moving back from New York, and I'm in a cast, and I have crutches, and I have mobility scooters, and I'm a little bit of a wreck.
But, oh, my goodness. That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
That's all right, honey. I'm excited about your new upcoming CD, Cho Dependent. Get it?
I'm very excited.
It's Margaret.
Very excited.
Margaret Cho Dependent.
Make you want to walk again. It'll heal you.
Yes.
I will say that.
Kind of music.
I will say that.
It'll make you walk.
Exactly. I will write a blurb. I will say this CD made me walk. I love even just the list of tracks. On your, for instance.
Well, yeah, I wish I could sing them to you, but actually, I don't think that. I think that they're all a bit off color and a bit rude.
Well,
but there's
yes.
There's many songs. You know, Write What You Know.
Right.
So I wrote about contracting head lice.
Yes.
Sure.
In Africa.
Yes.
So I don't think there's ever been a song about head lice before, but I have one.
That's what I see. That is sexy.
Wild head lice couldn't drag me away.
I'm also here in a studio, as you know, with all boys, and you have track three is your, which is a male
genitalia.
Yes, is that a tribute to the male genitalia?
Well, actually, it's for all tops. It's actually not just for men. It's also for women, too.
Yes.
Oh.
It's for all types, because I think there's nothing better when you have a new girlfriend to go shopping.
Yes.
You know, it's the greatest thing ever because you can select your own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so the song is about that too. It's about that shopping process. And
right.
Also,
well, it's, right. It's not just yeah, it's not just come as you are. You get to actually choose exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know my eyes are always bigger than my area.
Oh sure, isn't that always true?
And I always select the one that is much too large, and then I have an embarrassment of riches.
It's yeah, like a buffet. It's like yeah, a buffet. Exactly. Your eyes are always bigger.
It's like you're sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and here's this giant thing sitting on the table.
Oh,
I just can't.
Now, track 13, alternatively, about your cat, perhaps, My Puss, isn't the name of the...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a song from my old show, The Sensuous Woman. I think maybe you came to a show.
Excuse me?
I beg your pardon?
I was rubbing your back during
the break. You're such a kiss and teller. Yes, I did. I came. I was there. It was hilarious.
You came to a show. And so we did that. That's an old hit.
Yeah, and it is hilarious. As is Captain Camel Toe is.
That's with Ani DeFranco.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, a lot of the songs I did not write them myself. I am not a musician myself, really.
You've been playing guitar quite a bit, though.
I've enlisted the help of many people like Ani DeFranco and Fiona Apple and Andrew Bird and John Bryan and Tegan and Sarah and all the greatest musicians that I know.
Fabulous. What now? Eat and Die, is that about a specific relationship of yours, or just
that's just in general. I mean, that's a general, where you want to. I think that a lot of it's not really specificities. I don't really write about particular people. I think
right.
It's more just a general experience. But that one was great. That one is with Grantley Phillips, and I also had the engineer that works with Amy Mann, and I also hired Amy Mann's entire band.
Wow.
And we worked at Amy Mann's where she recorded many of her records. And so I informed the band, I said, I'm going to be Amy Mann all day today.
Yes.
And
it was where I was just Amy Mann for the entire day. And if you're an Amy Mann fan, you know how valuable that is and how great that is.
Now, track 9, Asian Adjacent, Hal Sparks, as you know, is gay adjacent, having been on Queer as Folk.
Well, I think Hal Sparks also is Asian adjacent. That song could actually be about Hal Sparks.
That's true.
Sparks, I've long thought of him as Asian.
Well, because I speak Chinese and I...
practices Kung Fu.
Yeah, and I practice, yeah. And my house is
but
functional.
You're the new David Carradine.
Asian, that he could be just partially Asian.
It's true. If you were here, I'd be willing to try.
Well, you could go for it. You could go all the way.
All right.
Well, also, yeah, you could, but you could be the Asian. And the song is was written by Grantley Phillips and myself. And Grantley, I have always thought was Asian, but he's actually Native American.
Well, that's if you believe history,
the land bridge.
Yeah, the land bridge theory.
Yeah.
Then we are.
It's all about the Bering Strait.
Yes,
exactly.
Isn't it?
And not
Asian.
The Bering Gaze.
No.
I mean, that's a whole different thing.
Speaking of which, what the hidden track is Lesbian Escalation. What is that exactly?
Well, that's really about how when you get into a relationship with another woman, and then everything escalates, everything goes really fast. Suddenly, you're moving in. And then you have lesbian bed death. It happens all very fast.
Lesbian bed death.
And my goal with the song is to ward it off sometime, you know, for just, let's just take it slower and let's not go crazy. And so that's my hope. And I wrote that with the wonderful Rachel Yamagata, who's fantastic.
I get based on the old joke, what does a lesbian bring on a second date? You all. That's the old, okay,
right.
So that is a spinoff. What was I going to say here? Calling in Stoned. Someone said that track reminds them of the time Tommy Chong. You remember actually, Chris, called in late for an interview on my show, and we assume because he was calling in Stoned.
Yes, and he's actually on that track too.
Oh, is he? Okay, there you go.
Yes, he does a little rap, and he calls me and cancels.
we actually got his answer.
It's about as legitimate, I think, as calling in sick.
Right.
But I had quit smoking pot. I'm a big pothead, but I quit. And I quit the week that I did a show with Cheech and Chong and Cypress Hill.
And how did anyone get on stage?
Yeah, they were so
freaked out.
Yeah, but I think.
Are you sick? What's wrong?
I think Jim mentioned we actually got Tommy Chong's.
He got his answering machine once and says, Tommy's not here, man. It literally was sounded like one of the routines.
Right. Dude, if this is Stephanie Miller, I'm just not here right now.
I was on The Tonight Show with Snoop Dogg and Matthew McConaughey, who everybody who knows him refers to him as Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. That's like a, that's, you know, that's. Like a watchable version of High Times.
Exactly.
It looks like Apocalypse Now in the green room, just weed smoke.
Their rooms looked like they were
so
on fire.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so great.
Margaret, talk to us about Drop Dead Diva as well, the TV show.
Well, Drop Dead Diva is my TV show that I am on. It's on Sundays on Lifetime at 9 p.m. And we're in our second season.
Are you filming right now?
Hilarious,
We're actually done. Actually, I'm done tomorrow.
Wow.
And so I will leave tomorrow night. Aren't you coming here?
I am. I'm flying in tonight to Atlanta. So
I will miss you as I am leaving tomorrow morning.
I will be.
But you will have a great week, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt. But I wish you were there because we could tear up Atlanta.
I will be. I will be going to your CD release party though here in LA. I think it's next month, right?
I love it. Yes, it is. It's August 12th.
Fabulous.
And I'll give you a copy of the album, and you can play it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you know I'm a huge fan. I actually literally did fall into the aisle at the last show, so I could say that for a blurb on your CD. Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
I could say I broke my foot falling into the aisle laughing at Margaret Cho.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Margaret, before you go, talk to me about the politics. How are you feeling? You know, the president, obviously, approval rating's not doing great, but there's a lot of us Yes We Canners still out here.
I'm still Yes We Can, and I still think we need to give him a chance. I'm, you know, right now I really am concerned about the oil spill. I would like them to clean up the oil spill. I don't understand why people are not so angry. If gay marriage was involved, people would be really angry. If the ocean was trying to marry another ocean, people would actually care. But, you know, people are not really up in arms about it, and I'm hoping that they are. So part of my tour proceeds will go to the Institute for Marine Mammals in Biloxi, Mississippi, which is cleaning up some of the dolphins, and they are washing them with Dawn dishwashing liquid, which is so cute. I'm sending them back into the ocean.
Yeah, those commercials are just, they're killing me. All you need is a Sarah McLachlan song, and I'm just going to be a mess.
No.
I'm gonna do an ad for them. Just gonna like when I wax my dolphin, I use Dawn dishwashing.
Margaret, before you go, speaking of you brought up gay marriage. How do you feel like we're doing? It feels like progress. There's been some important rulings. We're still waiting for the ruling out here in California, but you know the judge in Boston.
It's getting better. But you know, at the same time. It still makes me angry that we don't have it right. I mean, you know, it seems such a very logical thing that equality means equality. It doesn't mean equality for some people and not for others, you know. So to me, it's a long time coming.
Right. Well, and the don't ask, don't tell. I mean, the fact they're even doing this survey, I mean, it just doesn't that seem like logic, whether you're straight, gay, just reasonably, if you're straight, you're not attracted to every person of the opposite sex. Where are you possibly basing that a person of, you know, that's gay is going to be attracted to everyone of the same sex? That you would have to be concerned in a shower or whatever.
I know. It's really ridiculous. And the armed forces is all lesbians anyway. So why are we even arguing about it?
That's not true. The Marines have tons of gay men.
And by the way, I met my least attractive in the shower. Right now I have to put a giant leg condom on my cast. I mean, I don't even know what the concern is.
A website dedicated to that somewhere. Trust me, no matter what you have.
Margaret Cho, the funniest woman in the world. Her upcoming CD is Margaret Cho, Cho Dependent, and the TV show Drop Dead Diva on Lifetime. What is the website?
MargaretCho.com.
There you go.
Margaret, when does the date for the album actually come out? Is it on iTunes?
The album comes out August 24th. It will be on iTunes. It'll be everywhere. And
great.
Then my tour begins August 26th, where I will also be everywhere, too.
Fantastic.
So.
The funniest woman alive since the beginning of Microbes in the Ocean.
Oh, or whatever.
Something like that. Margaret Cho. Thank you, honey. See you next time.
Yay. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. There she goes. I actually did. I fell into the aisle at her last show. She's like, you know, you can go, oh, she's so outrageous. She, seriously, there are times that you can't breathe. You laugh so hard because you're like, that is the most, that is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen. And hilarious at the same time.
Wow. That means a lot coming from you, too.
Thank you. So,
yeah.
Thank you. This is my whole show has been gimp porn in the commercial breaks here. That no wonder the Hal stream has a zillion.
It's blowing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
19 and now, you know, it's even going to get it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Linda Lovelace of comedy is next. Edie McClurg.
Yay.
Live in the studio with
Edie
us
McClure.
Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is a disgusting display.
Oh, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. Thank God Edie McClurg is here with the muscle relaxers. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Hello, Edie McClurg.
Hello. Hello today.
You're so cute.
I'm very perky.
She's like, do muscle relaxers mess you up? And I'm like, no, do you have some?
Not today.
Good morning. You are the cutest. She has literally, we can confirm this on the Halcams, she has brought her notes with her to commentate today.
Yes. But it all refers to things you talked about earlier.
That's all right.
It's kind of the Alzheimer's version of your show.
And by the way, Hal has pissed off my entire knitting population with his little joke about how ladies that knit have Tyrannosaurus Rex hands.
Well, the thing is, I was a knitter at a point in my life where I was really dull. And no,
you've got me off the hook.
Again. Oh, dear. Yeah. No, I know the stockinette stitch, and the thing is, I had played a little basketball in college, and it was little basketball because I'm 5'2".
Yes.
So I jammed up both of my little fingers.
Oh, dear.
And now I can't hold the knitting needles properly.
Oh, dear. That is tragic.
So I had to give up the knit.
You know, the world is poorer several Afghans because of that, and I'm sorry.
Well, the Afghanis don't mind.
No, that's funny, you see. Now, what sort of things have you written down there to commentate on? What sort of thoughts did you have about what we've already spoken about today?
Well, we're talking about well integrity.
Oh, yes. Yes. So someone actually said BP and integrity in the same sentence.
Yes.
Which was funny.
I thought they should have thought of that before they did the oil drilling offshore in the first place.
Exactly.
Because the hubris that we have of the manipulation of the environment.
That's right.
We're smarter. We're engineers.
Yes.
We know what's best for the environment because we're engineers of the environment. But the thing is that if anybody really wanted to help the environment, they would have developed more green sources of energy a long time ago because the sun is beating down on us and could give us so much energy without a thought about pollution.
Yeah. And I hear, by the way, you get, a contractor was telling me, you can actually get great rebates right now if you do, you know, retrofitting your house, solar, greening. You greened?
Oh, yes. I have the panels all over my garage roof and my house roof.
Right.
And it cut down my electricity costs. Well, I got a half rebate. I got a $10,000 rebate.
Oh, wow.
To start with. And then it cut down my electric costs, which I have electricity for almost everything in the house, by half.
Here's a topical question for me. Can solar run my bone stimulator?
I'm sure it can. And you'll probably give it a nickname.
All right, now.
Solar-powered bone stimulator. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the object you've been looking for.
I smell a new endorsement for
Housewives.
Sally Field already stole that Boniva away from me, but I think I could do
from the sun.
All right, you know, being out here, and we're kind of a Hollywood-heavy show today, being a Hollywood extravaganza, Mel Gibson, obviously, one of the biggest tragedy.
Biggest boneheads in the world.
Right, sure.
I know. One of the biggest tragedies, though, now, I think, because, you know, there's always stuff caught in the crossfire. He may have killed Jodie Foster's beaver, which I...
I heard that.
The beaver movie.
Gone a long time ago.
He was never officially accused.
They, as you know, in the wake of the latest Mel rants caught on tape by his Russian waitress, singer, actress, baby mama, Summit Entertainment and studio executives are thinking of killing Jodie Foster's Beaver before it's released, the movie that she's co-stars with him in. It's about, he plays a crazy person that talks to beaver puppets.
Oh.
It's her move. It's her new movie. Why are you looking at me like that, Hal?
Because I can't believe that got greenlit. And at what point does Mel Gibson go, I just produced The Passion of the Christ, and now I'm sitting in a room with Jodie Foster with beavers on my hands.
Little puppets?
Yeah, beaver puppets. Yeah, exactly.
Well, he was trying to break out of a stereotypical...
Yeah.
Yes. But now it obviously might not be
released. I know he's played action stars. I know his movies have made nearly $1 billion. But can he play with beavers on his hands? I don't think so.
David,
I can, too. I have an Australian accent, but I can hide it.
David in L.A. say Mel is just looking to get crucified. He has Jesus envy. That's that could be true. 29 minutes after the hour, back with more with Edie McClurg and Hal Sparks on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a classy woman. She's not going to be impressed with a continental breakfast and a copy of the video.
Yes, I would. 34 minutes after the hour, we are in the midst of a comedy explosion. It is Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Edie McClurg.
Hi.
Live in studio with us. Oh, someone on the live blog wants to know what Steve Martin is really like.
Steve is the kindest, gentlest, sweetest, soft-spoken man.
It's like you're like the Manchurian comedian.
He's the anti-Mel Gibson.
Yes.
He actually is so smart.
He's wicked smart.
You feel like you're just dumb walking in the room with him, but he's so gentle and kind, you don't feel stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. I met him once many years ago in my gym. He said, are you done with this? And I said, yes. That was the whole experience.
Yay.
But he seemed very polite.
What exciting.
I met him at the Comedy Awards one year, and I was a big fan. I always have been. And I go up to him, and everybody goes, don't go talk to him. He doesn't really talk to people. He doesn't know. He's kind of quiet and shy. He doesn't want to talk to me. He won't talk to you. Look, you'll go over there. You'll be disappointed. He won't say anything. And I went over to him, and he would not shut up. And he just kept talking and talking and talking. And I literally, I didn't hear a word he said. I could not tell you. And you know what I am on memory.
Thank God, because you're a man of so few words. That must have been.
Watch it now. And then, literally, he was like, bah, 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 bah. I didn't hear a word he said. Because in my head, I'm going, Steve Martin is talking to me. Holy crap.
Yes.
Steve Martin is actually talking to me.
It's actually Steve Martin.
How is this?
Yes.
Steve Martin?
Bah, 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 bah. Charlie Brown's teacher.
And I just had to, like, just smile. Don't be a jerk. Smile. At some point.
That was like the first time I interviewed Lily Tomlin. It was the same thing. I was like...
Actually, I woke up next to Steve Martin and he said, those aren't pillows!
Oh, right. He did not. He did not, Jim Ward. Oh, by the way, Jim had a question about the Mel Gibson killing Jodie Foster's beaver. You know, the movie probably won't be released now.
Will the beaver speak Aramaic?
Yes, I think that's the important question. Jason writes, hi, Steph. My great uncle lives in Mel Gibson's guest house.
Oh, my God.
He's his personal priest.
Oh.
No.
And recites the church services for him in Latin. Obviously, the services he's providing are not working. Wow. Thank you for that.
Nobis.
Actually, it's in pig Latin, so that's probably why it's not working.
Mm-hmm. You know, Edie, you got to get your take on the Mel Gibson thing. Once again, Whoopi Goldberg, a little bit controversial, she defended him. The superficial writing, presumably as part of her contract with The View, Whoopi Goldberg must always take the side of any celebrity accused of wrongdoing, which gave the world this gem on Roman Polanski. It wasn't rape. Now... Now, like Jesse James before him, Whoopi is going to bat for Mel Gibson, despite videotape recordings of him using racial slurs like so many rosary beads around his during intercourse.
Well,
I know Mel, and he's not racist, Whoopi said.
Excuse me, I don't think people who say wetbacks can be said to
an
be
N-word.
Not racist, please.
And the N-word. Whoopi, here's a tip. Maybe he's not going to say it in front of you.
Right.
You know?
Maybe he's just a charmer, and that's how he's gotten as far as he had in his career. But his real beliefs are the scary stuff. Look, the BTK killer was a deacon at his church,
right.
And everybody thought he was a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So at some point, you have to go, his behavior points to it in a different direction. You could say,
but
I
doesn't
think,
that make sense
Rachel,
to the...
The Führer was a fabulous dancer.
Right, he loved his dogs, and she was a vegetarian.
But doesn't
true.
That make sense that a lot of racists are not going to be racist in front of you if you're of that race?
A famous black person of me.
He never said the N-word to me. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I mean, to me, that's the I mean, haven't you been around...
Right.
Haven't you been around those white people that go, it's okay to talk like this because, you know, well, there's none of them here.
Right, well, the cop who pulled him over wasn't a Jew. So he was fine saying, you know, blaming the Jews for all the wars that have ever existed.
You'll love this excuse as a non-drinker. Whoopi said of Mel, drunks say stupid stuff to people all the time because they're drunk. They're out of control. They're not thinking. They're idiotic. I don't think being drunk makes you racist, does it?
I'm not drink. I'm never going to drink. I've decided I'm never going to drink. And I have yet another reason not to drink, which is it makes you anti-Semitic. I had no idea that even if you love Jewish people.
Oh, this hangover. It's the Jews again.
Shouldn't drink because it might turn them into self-hating Jews or something. It's
well, that's why they stomp on the glass.
Right, because if you drink, you become a Jew hater. That's why boo alcohol.
Just become a hater hater.
That's what Mazel Tov means.
Have you ever met Mel Gibson, Edie?
No.
He
was very pretty in his younger days, but he's gone to seed due to the drink.
You know, leave it to Edie to say the mildest thing about Mel Gibson out there right now. Yeah. Speaking of the celebrity scandals, the superficial writing, with only a week until she goes to jail for less than 5 minutes, lesbian gangs already salivating at the opportunity to get a piece of Lindsay Lohan. They interviewed Tamara Haley, doing time currently for heroin possession and prostitution. You know her, I'm sure.
She's good.
Superficial, it got a hold of her. She had some advice for Lindsay. She said the gay inmates wear their shirts inside out to let others know they're available. So if Lindsay doesn't want someone to grab her ass, she better keep her shirt on straight. It's probably and superficial
thing.
I didn't
know about all these signs to let people know what your proclivities are.
Well, one would think you would actually need them, you know. In those circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's why gays had the hanky code, you know, in San Francisco was because they were, you know, if they were overt, they would be treated very poorly. They would, in some cases, their lives would be in danger. And if they outlawed heterosexual sex tomorrow and said, you can't do it or we'll throw you in jail or beat you up, I would look like a third base umpire coming up with hand signals to let everybody know what I was into, trying to pick up a girl in a bar. I would look like I was having a fit surrounded by... kerchiefs of different color and shape.
Oh, it's the kerchiefs of different color.
Yeah,
like
you wear red
what you're into.
If you're a top or a bottom, or if you're, you know.
And if you're a Kleenex, you're disposable.
Sure. You're looking for a one-night stand.
All right.
Excuse me, I didn't know I was going to say something funny.
She always seems so surprised and delighted with her own bon mot. She's like, I made it funny. People actually made T-shirts, didn't they? Out of their prisons are filled with people that are just trying to get their mellow on.
Absolutely.
Yes. Edie McClurg.
Yes.
It's available at gotohouseparks.com, and you can actually go to the store, and it's actually in there.
Fabulous.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Houseparks, you do that Hollywood fad kind of diet thing. When you stay at my house, I don't know, there's seeds and twigs and other things from whatever it is you eat.
He's very healthy.
He is.
Pardon. I don't diet. I just eat healthy. Like, some people will come up to me and they'll go, are you a health nut? And I'll say, no, you eat crap.
Well, isn't
that doesn't
judgmental?
Make me a health nut. I'm only eating what people ate probably 200 years ago. That's the only difference.
All right. Well, Ashton Kutcher, and if you want to really have the latest craze, and Demi Moore are doing the Master Cleanse. Have you done the Master Cleanse?
I have. Yeah. It's not a big deal. 7 days.
Days of hell, and then. Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. It's a dietary plan that includes drinking a mixture of maple syrup, lemon water, and cayenne pepper,
right.
And then that's it.
Yeah,
you don't,
that's it.
For 7 days.
No food.
Well, they think that it will get all of the impacted material that you got from eating crap out in your crap.
Right. Yeah. Right? It's basically most people over the age of 35 have a leathery coating on their intestine about halfway down that goes all the way out the back of them.
And enjoy over breakfast, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. And you can actually, it limits your intake of nutrients in your food. And eventually, that's
so
one of the reasons we age as fast as
this
we
is
do.
To make
I know
you,
people
you know,
are into leather. I didn't know they had leather in them.
Yeah, they do.
This is to make you, like, basically out a carry-on of some sort.
Absolutely.
A duffel bag.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It'll basically... Thanks for that.
You can't leave the house when you're doing the cleanse.
No, you cannot do the, no, magically. That's why they had to let people know.
That's a silly fad.
Why are they not going to premieres and stuff? It's not a silly fad. It's been around for a long time, and it's and cleansing yourself, considering the amount of poison we've put in, is actually a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Ashton Kutcher tweeted that on day one, he already wants a steak and a beer and a blow pop. And what man doesn't?
Steak, a beer,
he's not talking about food.
He could still get a blow pop.
Yeah.
I'm sure the meal's available for that.
That's only calories for her. You people are a bad influence
for one
on
week,
me.
She doesn't have to do that. It's the part of the cleanse.
Yeah, that's too much protein to take in.
Exactly. Wow.
Where's
oh,
my
God.
Rim shot?
It is my favorite thing, my making shot. Edie McClurg talk dirty. See, I told you I'd drag her down with us.
She's fanning herself.
This has just been a whole, like, gimp porn show, and Edie McClurg was supposed to class the joint up, and now she's just, you know.
Well.
All right. I have something in common with John Bon Jovi. He just injured his leg at a New Jersey concert. He tore a calf muscle, but he soldiered on. Much like Mama this morning, he finished the show.
Yay.
Right. Yeah,
he's living,
like
he's living on a prayer. That's all.
Was he trying to do that David Lee Roth jump thing?
Yeah. At a certain age, rockers shouldn't try that anymore.
No.
That's
You really got to stretch.
Yeah. I didn't tell you about my latest mishap. I really am just a walking disaster magnet. This will shock you guys, but I was drinking a glass of wine the other night.
What?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Fred was in my lap. You know, you've had Fred snuggle you. You said he has an infrared ball detector in his left paw.
Fred,
yeah. Fred's her dog. It's one of her dogs. He's a great Pyrenees. And great big Pyrenees. Yeah. The big is where they live. He's huge. He's a polar bear.
And he always pretty much got your left one, right?
Yeah.
Come home and just...
Yeah, yeah. At my below the belt, I now look like a paddle game.
Why don't people
even
name
if I was downstairs,
dogs,
I'd hear Hal come in, skik-kook, and then I'd just hear, ow!
Oh, man.
Hi, friend. Anyway, so I was, and so you know how he snuggles in your lap and then he gets extra sort of spazzy?
Yes.
He's done that to you.
Yeah.
And so he smashed the wine glass into my face and broke the stem. But look, fortunately I had no injury.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's just internal.
You need to get plastic cups.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And why I need to wear a cup every time I walk in the door.
Yeah. You basically have to styrofoam her house with those dogs.
Yeah.
They will bring you down.
You do have to wear a cup, Edie, even you, if you come over, because the dogs, there's just something about the genitals. I don't know.
Well, I wear a D cup.
You heard it here. Edie McClurg is hung, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Barbara Walters says she's
double hung windows.
Exactly. She's... What did you say, Hal? You were such a charmer. Edie came in this morning, and you can see on the Hal cam, she said, I'm wearing what did you say, your sexy shirt?
My sexy shirt.
And yeah. Hal said, is there any other kind on you?
Yeah.
Oh, true love.
All right, Barbara Walters says she's fully recovered just 2 months after open heart surgery. She made her first TV appearance Monday since the procedure, and good for her. Hello.
Improve her ability to pronounce the letter L?
No, it has not improved my ability to pronounce O's in any way. However,
so she's married to Elmer Fudd.
Very quiet.
I would have liked to see Tom Brokaw do the first interview with her when she was back. Hello.
Welcome back. It's good to see your healthy.
Well, very much.
I had a removal of my hung.
Your what?
Your hung.
What's that? By special request, will we play Tom Brokaw and Barbara Walters singing Fire next? Yes, we will. It's an oldie, golden oldie. 46 minutes after the hour, back with the waning moments of Hump Days with Hal Sparks, live with Edie McClurg in the studio as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. Don't forget tomorrow, the wildly popular Face the Grayson with Congressman Alan Grayson. Plus the best pundit in the world, Paul Begala. joins us on the big show tomorrow. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Hal Sparks, it is Hump Days with Hal as always. Mm. Edie McClurg, the well-known commentator, is here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I am a tuberous root.
And by popular request, because Barbara Walters is better, we play her old hit with Tom Brokaw.
What Romeo and Juliet were.
Samson and Delilah.
Baby, you can bet.
All they couldn't deny.
My words say split.
But my words, they are high. Cause when we kiss, oh, Fiwa.
It is Fiwa. For sure. All right, and now here's Hal Sparks with the Y request, Ruth Garden and Phyllis Diller.
Oh, we have to do them together, whatever.
Yes.
I'm just glad to be on the radio. It's wonderful. Everyone is... I love your hair. I'm going to say it, and I don't care who doesn't like it. Horse crap, it's a great do.
Fang hates it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you. All right. Oh, what a silly little show this is.
I love Ruth Gordon so much. I'm going to do a Ruth Gordon film fest. At you know, the Lemley sometime soon.
For those of you that have a massive crush on Hal Sparks and who doesn't, him doing Ruth Gordon while sitting on my mobility scooter is
yeah,
really
so
not
appropriate.
The,
it, yeah. Not the way. It'll dry you up in a heartbeat. Don't worry.
I think he's having a relationship with the scooter.
I am. That's good.
Oh, Hal, clean that off before I have to ride it home.
Yeah, it's like a piece of gym equipment. Oh, I got a towel down.
Dude. Damn you.
Jim
all right.
doesn't like it either.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I heard.
Oh, speaking of impressions, somebody, my story yesterday, we're trying to get Elizabeth Perkins on the show.
Oh, she's awesome.
I had an anecdote about, I read for a part with her and I sucked. Anyway, it's a story for Paul Harvey. Go ahead, Jim, here we go.
Although her audition with Elizabeth Perkins may not have gone as well as she hoped, and her experience at the Edinburgh Theatre Festival was rather more limited than she would have liked, that plucky young actress went on to found the groundbreaking Stephanie Miller Players, and from there she went on to host a suburban radio show specializing in politics and scatological humor. Yes, that young ingenue was Stephanie Miller. And now you know the rest of the story.
All right, thank you, Chris. Now we've done all the voice requests that are... All right, Edie, have you been following this the new Black Panther story? It's a Fox News something. It's a what happened, Chris? There's a somebody. There's a video.
Eric Holder and Obama have stopped prosecuting black on white crime.
Oh. And actually, not... it was George Bush that Julie writes. They found a few black dudes who like to stand in the street yelling. And it was the Bush administration that made the decision not to prosecute. The angry black dude looks like Millie or Vanilli, if you've seen the cracker video, apparently.
But apparently this extends right up the chain, that Eric Holder and Obama are getting back at white America for years of injustice through social engineering. They're going to stop. Anytime a black person does any crime against a white person, no matter what it is, they're not going to prosecute.
However,
ask Glenn Beck.
Right. As Greg writes, the Bush administration did look at the new Black Panther incident, and they decided there were no violations to prosecute. But it was black guys, and Obama's black. That's the point. Mm. And Fox News, somebody...
haven't noticed he's black.
And Tom points out it was only about a dozen people. Bush administration dropped the case, but Fox viewers love video of angry, scary black guys.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the main reason for all of that. All right. Edie McClurg, what you heard us talking about. What's her new name? Princess Dumbass of the Northwoods, Sarah Palin earlier.
Oh, Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah, she's just going and talking. She's not seeing and thinking. No, no. She's just going and talking.
She is.
Lapping her empty brain away. Blah, 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 blah.
She does seem to be remarkably fact-free. But she's folksy.
She never lets anything get in the way. That has a brain connected to it.
All right. Robert Gibbs, White House Press Secretary, going to get your take on this, on the president's poll numbers.
The political numbers change when the numbers of unemployed Americans decreases, and that's what the president's focused on each day. There is a website in the world that doesn't have a new poll every day. And if you spend a lot of time sitting around worrying about polls rather than worrying about the people that you're trying to help, I'm sure you'd get discouraged, but we're way too busy to sit around looking at polls.
Are you concerned about the president's poll numbers?
By the way, newpolleveryday.com is not a site you want to go to if you're at work. It's NSFW.
Yes, exactly. Edie, are you concerned about the president politically?
I think he's just doing a fine job. And I wish that people would just shut the F up.
The Sister Mary Oliphant of today's show, everybody. Okay. I did not appreciate Harry Reid's comments yesterday about the president after he just came out and helped him in Nevada. Senator Harry
Reid. I think that he is, on many occasions, I shouldn't say many occasions, on a few occasions, I think he should have been more firm with those on the other side of the aisle. He is a person who doesn't like confrontation. He's a peacemaker. And sometimes I think you have to be a little more forceful, and sometimes I don't think he is enough with the Republicans.
The biggest milquetoast in the Senate is criticizing
I really think you should be more forceful.
Yeah.
I used to be a boxer, and sometimes I would just curl up in the corner and put my arms in front of my face.
Can you believe he threw the president under the bus?
But
this is the guy that's supposed to be knocking heads and getting stuff done in the Senate. And, you know, it just was like, what? And the president just finished helping him, right, in Nevada?
Absolutely. Harry, pay attention.
Well,
what, Jim?
I think he has a point, but coming from him, it's
that's the irony of it. Yeah. It maybe he would be more forceful if he had any backup in the Senate leadership.
Exactly. Yeah.
If he didn't feel
that
he didn't have to kowtow to Republican votes because Harry Reid will not call them on the filibuster.
Right.
Well, Harry Reid wouldn't curl up in the fetal position, maybe
Obama would not have to kiss so much conservative Dem butt and Republican butt to get those three extra votes if Harry Reid wouldn't hand over that filibuster.
Oh, so it takes 90 votes now? Okay.
HowlSparks.com is the website. Edie, do you have a website? Or what do you plug something quick?
Golly. I just did a Disney thing as a horrible, horrible monster person.
That's
awesome.
We'll post up whatever we can find about that.
Pair of Kings.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.